A new report shows that land in the San Joaquin Valley continues to sink at an alarming rate, putting federal and state aqueducts and flood control structures at risk. As Amy Quinton reports, this comes at the same time water managers work to repair a huge hole in the spillway of the Oroville Dam.
Both drought and floodwaters are testing California's aging water infrastructure. A new NASA report shows pumping too much groundwater during the drought has caused the California Aqueduct to drop more than 2 feet in part of the San Joaquin Valley, reducing the amount of water that can be sent to Southern California. The aqueduct is part of the state water project and supplies 25 million Californians. Janine Jones is with the California Department of Water Resources.
Our ability to move water may be compromised if the allocation of the state water project goes beyond 85%. Similarly, there are concerns on the flood control side as well, particularly in the reach of the San Joaquin River by the East Side Bypass, where there's been considerable subsidence.
The report shows so-called subsidence bowls are getting wider and deeper across hundreds of square miles. DWR says costs to restore the aqueduct could be in the hundreds of millions of dollars and that it will consider legal actions to protect state infrastructure going forward. At the same time, state engineers are busy assessing a 250-foot-long hole in Oroville Dam spillway, also part of the state water project.
These are clearly problems that we have to address.
Jay Lund is with the UC Davis Center for Watershed Sciences.
Certainly for Oroville Spillway, this is a clear public safety issue. If you don't address these problems, it's harder to keep people alive during major floods. And we're fortunate that this particular flood isn't so bad just yet.
Both the Oroville Dam and the California Aqueduct were built in the 1960s. In Sacramento, I'm Amy Quinton.